splenic elastography in pediatric patients with portal cavernomatosis. Introduction: Portal cavernomatosis, typically secondary to portal vein thrombosis, causes portal hypertension, which can lead to gastrointestinal bleeding. Objective: to assess the usefulness of splenic elastography in children diagnosed with portal cavernomatosis. Patients and methods: field research, quasi-experimental, prospective, longitudinal study with a sample of 10 patients. Results: 100% from socioeconomic stratum 3. Equal sex distribution, 50% each, with adolescents, early and late, accounting for 50% each. The mean age was 14.8 years, range 14 to 17 years, SD plus or minus 1.03 years. All patients weighed over 36 kilograms, with a mean weight of 45.51 kilograms, range 35 to 58 kilograms, SD plus or minus 9.17 kilograms. 80% had a height greater than 1.45 meters, with a mean height of 1.55 meters, range 1.35 to 1.8 meters, SD plus or minus 0.13 meters. BMI was within the low and normal ranges for 50% of the patients. All patients had a chest circumference greater than 75 centimeters. 100% presented with large esophageal varices, and 100% had splenic elastography levels greater than 45 pa. 80% exhibited moderate thrombocytopenia, and 100% had F0 liver fibrosis. 90% had hepatic steatosis S0. All patients showed low portal flow and splenomegaly, with 40% exhibiting hepatic elastography values between 80 and 100 pa. Conclusions: splenic elastography is a valuable tool in pediatric patients, with an average IQR/MED of 2.52 pa. A result greater than 45 pa serves as a non-invasive parameter and predictor of the risk of esophageal varices.